Manifesting and creating. This is going to be one of my next vulnerable videos. Not next, like now. The first one in this series was my journey of unconditional self-love. And so like in that series, this is the second video where I want to share what I have manifested and created over the last few years. And in case you haven't watched the my journey of self-love video, I'll put up a link in the description in the eye icon on YouTube. So check that out. And I would want to start with acknowledging that manifesting, creating a life of your dreams, it's kind of a little overused, misused with online media, like so many other things. I'm like not taking it as a excuse, like it's common. So many things are misunderstood online and manifestation is one of them. So I'd want to first start with introducing a concept that I live by, which is living a created life or living a default life. Most people, they live a default life. They are not the creators of their world. They were born, and of course, as a baby, you don't have your brain developed, so you need to do what your parents tell you. But a lot of people never stop listening to their parents, to their friends, to their relatives, to the society. So a lot of people are actually living a default life. Oh, you are born in this country, in this region, with this income, with this community, you're supposed to be only doing this. Some people tell their kids you should be doing this, or you may have heard your relatives saying do this, do that. And if you follow everything what others tell us, we are living a default life. Maybe my partner wants me to do this, my parents want me to do this, my kids, my friends, my community want me to do this, so I am doing this. The other side of that is living a created life, which is actually understanding and acknowledging who you are, and then taking it from there. So like anyone else, I have lived a default life for a long, long, long time. And this happened 3-4 years ago. Of course, I've been on this personal development journey for 8-9 years now. And as I continued graduating from the college, and then getting a job and looking at what the market is, how people do the work, how people live the adult life. Fortunately, I was in the self-development, personal development industry. So I was aware. I was introduced to this concept of created life, manifestations and everything at a pretty young age, rather like compared to so many other people I've seen, I've talked to. For the last 3-4 years, especially since like 2021, I've been living one step at a time, a created life, something that I want, not what people expect me to be or what people expect me to have or create. To give you an example, I was single in 2020. I took a break from my dating life for like 1.5 years just because I needed a break. And people would still meet me. I would meet new people and they'll ask me, why are you single? It's because I want to. Oh, come on. That cannot be a reason. Why not? Why am I supposed to be someone all the time that others expect me to be, right? So these were some thoughts that I kind of battled with in the start when I started this journey of living a created life. I had these thoughts, what my parents want, what my mentors want, what my, you know, relatives, friends, society want from me. Then I would try to fit into those spaces. And of course, I was unhappy. Of course, I did not have money. I did not have love or happiness in my life. Of course, makes sense now. And over these years, maybe it's bragging. It's not bragging because I've created this. Over these years, in the last 3-4 years specifically, I have created a coaching business where literally my only job in this world is to be happy, work on my healing, and help others become happy and loving and help them with their healing. How cool is that? And then they pay me for that. And then I'm getting paid just to help people. And with the money I have received, I'm literally living in a really beautiful house. I have that purchased that painting with that money. I purchased all these books. I purchased a car. All that with the money that I earned helping others. Helping others having communication, having conversations. Helping them live a better life. How satisfactory is that? How satisfying is that for me? And while I did that, I continued working on my own healing, my own growth, personal development. I'm working with my coach for 3 years now. I've created that. And while I work with that particular coach, I'm also working with a new program every second or third month. Recently, I finished a 6-month certification in a generative trance course. Previous to that, I've done Reiki, so many things. And in terms of love, I started dating my wife 3 years ago, 2.5-3 years now. And within 8 months, I got engaged. And 8 months after that, I got married. On my wedding day, and 2-3 days before that, that was the first time I actually felt what happiness actually means. Never felt happy before that. That's a very big thing to say. Never felt happy before that day. And I could see, I was like, oh my God. The moment I saw her coming, towards me, on the wedding day, I was crying. And I knew this is something new that I'm experiencing. This is what happiness is called. And of course, my body is not used to it. So tears were popping out somehow. But that was a new feeling. The happiness, the love. There is someone taking care of me emotionally, romantically, lovingly. So with all this love, all this happiness, all this money that I've created along. Again, money, not a millionaire. I'm yet to have a dog or kids. There's so much more to explore. There's always more to explore. And yet, as I look back, I see how much I have created only in these last 3-4 years. And I'm going to share a couple of points, particularly these 3 points that I figured as I look back has really, really helped me create all this love and happiness and money and joy in my life. The first thing that helped me in all this creation and manifestation is I learned how to accept myself. I learned how to listen to my gut. There was a time when being in a relationship was so wrong for me. I was not a emotionally healthy person to be in a relationship at some point in life 4 years ago. And then as I listened to my gut, my inner wisdom, I learned that maybe this is the time to take a break. So I took a break at that time. And then I grew with that time. I listened to my gut. And then at some point, that was a really perfect time for me to start dating, meet someone. Then that's what I did. So I started listening to my gut, started listening to my intuition. The reason I'm doing this video is because literally yesterday I was thinking that I'm going to do a video. What should I talk about? I don't know. And then today morning, somebody asked me this thing, do you really believe in manifestation? And what have you manifested? Something around that. That was an intuitive point. Hey, yeah, I can talk about that. I need to talk about that. Listening to my intuition, that was the first factor on my manifestation and creation journey. Second, detachment from results. I asked this to all of my like clients, a lot of new coaches as well, like, what if whatever you're doing, what if it doesn't work? What if this coaching business that you're trying to do, what if the job that you're trying to, you know, go for, what if the person you want to marry, what if it doesn't work out? Will you still do it? Will you still do it? If not, you are very much attached to the results. And that's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for disaster. At some point, I learned how to not be attached to these results. So I know this is a very important video. I'm going to share it with a lot of people. And if this video gets like 3 views, I'm pretty much okay with it. I wasn't okay with 3 views like 2-3 years ago, maybe. But over time, I learned how to not get attached with results. What if all the dreams that you're having, having a kid, having a partner, having a family, having success, your ambitions, your money, your goals, what if none of them come true? Will you still do it? Will you still try? Will you still get up from your bed and try creating something? I know I will. At some point, I made a decision that, you know what? I'm not going to care about results. I know I have some certain milestones and timelines in my head. By this age, I want to have a kid. By this age, I want to have my own home. By this age, I want to have this ABC thing. And at some point, I made that conversation with myself that even if none of them comes true, I'm very happy. I'm very happy and satisfied in what I already have, number one. And number two, I'm going to still learn and try to create, because this is a journey. This is not a milestone creation or something. This life is supposed to be a journey. That really helped me, that self-talk, that, you know what, we'll see. We will see what happens. Maybe. Right. And the third point, the self-acceptance, healing, and self-love. The first point was the listening to your intuition and really knowing your desires, what you deeply want. Number two was the detachment from results. And number three is your self-healing. Over the last 4 years, I can't tell you how many like thousands of dollars I've spent with coaches, with courses, with books. Like this is a very small shelf right now. I'm very passionate about learning the real self of like what's happening here. Who am I beyond all the masks that I wear? And how can I accept all the parts of me that I feel ashamed for, that I feel ashamed of? I know there are parts of me that I feel that are guilty. There are parts of me that are ashamed. There are parts of me that are really happy and excited and joyful. And as I learn how to accept all these parts, love all these parts, I grow my capacity to receive more. When I learned how to feel sad, how to let myself feel sad without trying to change it to something else like happiness or peace. When I learned how to be sad, I grew my capacity to be happy. Most of the people I've seen who are not happy is because they don't allow themselves to be sad. I was that person. And I'm working on this for like 1.5-2 years now. Learning how to actually allow myself to feel what's coming up. If I'm feeling messy, what if I allow myself to be messy? For example, this video started like literally 5 minutes late. I'm usually not late. 99% of the times I'm not late. I was late for this video. And that happens sometimes. I'm going to do something about it to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. I'll feel guilty and I'll say some critic, stupid words. I'll judge myself. All of that is going to happen. And I will allow myself to be human. And the more I allow myself to be human, the more I allow myself to feel the happiness, to feel the love, to receive money, to create opportunities, to create the life that I'm living right now. This was my experience of manifesting and creating love, happiness, and money, and career, business. Yeah. And I'm just thinking there's too many things to share. So I would be sharing, because like I'm working as a coach for 4+ years now. There have been dozens and dozens of clients who have worked with me about this. A client, I don't want to go into sharing the client stories. I'm doing a program, a 7-day intensive on manifesting and creating. And if you look below in the description, you'll find there's a link and you can check out the details. When is it happening, or the recordings and the how to pay for it and all of that. And I'd love to have you there. If you're on this video, there's a reason. There's something that your heart and soul wants that it doesn't have yet. So when we learn how to heal ourselves, how to accept ourselves, how to trust our intuition, how to let go of the fears and insecurities, we learn how to create and manifest. That's what we're going to do in those 7 days. I'd love to have you. See if you can come, if you can watch the recording, maybe, I don't know. And if there's anything else, please feel free to get in touch with me. And I hope whatever your soul is looking, whatever your heart is looking for right now, you create and manifest that very soon. Enjoy. Have a good day.